you know, I truly, truly appreciate what happened tonight, and it goes very high on my on my personal list. You know, my experiences in hockey. You know, I was emotional all day. My fiance and my son was in the, you know, even in the warmups they were on the glass, and you know, I had a hard time keeping it together. And but again, and then during the game, same thing with the fans' reactions and all the signs and things like that. Really, really appreciate it. I you know, love this city and love the fans. So I mean, it was very, very special.
What a special night last night at Bridgestone Arena. Pecorine records the shutout. The Predators win 5-0 to close out the regular season. And the scene afterwards was something that I think we'll all remember for a long time. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Streaming live on Periscope, YouTube, and on Twitch as well. And to help us talk a little bit more about that scene last night, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Predators TV analyst, former Preds goaltender, Chris Mason, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer, and Smoky Mountain Tops, the exclusive partner of the Nashville Predators. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com. See, Mace, what's going on, man? What a scene last night in Bridgestone Arena.
Oh, man. I mean, I was just talking with Porth before coming on here. You really, honestly, couldn't have drew it up any better. I mean, it was the perfect storybook ending to this season. I mean, you know, just to see the love and admiration and the respect that, you know, the fans have for this team, and obviously for Pekka, you know, first and foremost, to just give a chance to show him appreciation. And, you know, just tell them through their cheers how much they love and respect and appreciate him. And for the way that the guys came out and the way that they played, just the way that they've played this whole journey to get to the point where they are today and into the playoffs, and to just right to the final buzzer. And on top of it, Pekka pitches a shutout, first save of the game, point blank scoring chance. And I was so nervous before the game for him, just because I wanted, you know, these games are tough. You know, it doesn't mean anything in the standings, and you got a lot of new young players in the lineup. You don't know how it's going to go, but man, they played their butts off, and they played with heart, and they continue to play the way they have the last 2 months, and it was inspiring. And it's honestly one of those moments you'll never forget, to see a fan base that, you know, he's so largely responsible for, you know, a lot of success that this team, he's the first jersey that's going to be going up in the rafters, and to see the love that they have for each other, and, you know, the love for Pekka that he has for the fans, it was a pretty powerful moment. I was emotional after the game watching that.
Yeah, and I mean, you obviously were not the only one that was emotional, but I think I was really excited to get you on the show today, because you've got a unique perspective on this that I think nobody else really has. You're a really good friend of Pekka's, a former teammate of Pekka's as well. What was that moment like for you, watching not only the game last night, but the reaction afterwards from the crowd and from Pekka skating around, taking that lap, not really knowing what the future holds here in Nashville? That could have been it last night. We don't know exactly what's going to happen from here on out. But just you watching that last night with your friend and your former teammate, what was that moment like for you?
It was hard. It was happy, you know, but it was also sad. I think the one, you know, right off the bat, it got me in warmth. I saw him go up to his, you know, his wife and his baby and smile to them in the corner. And, you know, I know from being in that situation, when you get older, like, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen with Pekka. I mean, the way he's played this season, he could keep playing if he wants to. And I'm sure, you know, after the season, they'll revisit that. And that's when a lot of time, I think, as an athlete, you do, you're reflecting, is after the season's over, your only focus is getting the playoffs and play hard when you get the chance. But, you know, you question your mortality as an athlete. And, you know, am I going to keep playing? Do I want to do this? I have a family now. I love the game. He loves the game more than anybody. He's one of the hardest working guys. He's spent the last, you know, however many years committing his life to being an elite goaltender in this league. So it's you question all these things. In a game like this, you know, he's probably even, you know, thinking about that a little bit while he's playing the game, while he's in warm-up. He said with Kara that it was emotional in the warm-up. So there's just a lot, and you know the night before, you know, all that, you're prepared for the game, and then all these questions and thoughts, you know, kind of sneak into your brain, and just the way that he was able to just pull it together, and you could just see, I could just see the intensity in every movement, every scramble situation, you know, how bad he wanted to make those saves. There's a couple that were just, you know, just, you could just tell he was just digging down a little bit extra, and the guys played so hard in front of him, and they, you know, right to the end, they're blocking shots, and it was just like it was meant to be. It was just such a special night. I'll just, you know, it's one of those ones, the game meant nothing, you know, in terms of the standings, but it meant everything, you know, for the fans and for Pekka.
Well, Chris, we've been talking about, you know, great moments on, off the ice for Pekka Rinne. Had listeners weighing in on that. I know you've probably got a million possibilities, but anything you can think of when I ask you, you know, favorite Pekka Rinne moment, maybe away from the ice?
Well, one that really sticks out to me is, I mean, you're right, I could go on and on. He's just one of the most quality, genuine, authentic, pure human beings I've ever met. He's just such a great person and teammate, but I really loved the moment where he had an interview with Kara Hammer. I can't remember what accolade it or what achievement he ended up eclipsing. He's got so many of them, but I just thought that moment where, you know, he had a chance to speak directly to the fans, and, you know, he kind of got choked up there, and it was just such a, you know, special moment when he kind of came at a loss for words because he was getting a little bit emotional, that, you know, they started cheering even louder and just showing their love and support for him, and I thought that was awesome. But he just, there's just too many. He's just such a nice guy, and he makes people's day. Like, you know, when we used to play together and go for dinners, and just how kind he is and respectful, and, you know, he treats everybody exactly the same. You know, he's just such a good person, and I just, you know, people like that are special, and you want the best for them no matter what the situation. And last night was certainly a special night that we can enjoy here for the next couple of days until we start talking ad nauseum about Carolina.
Preds TV analyst Chris Mason on the line with us, brought to you by Coleman Tractor and by Smoky Mountain Tops. See, Mace, when you came back to Nashville and you first became a teammate of Pekka Rinne's and your first, you know, extended period of time around Pekka, what stood out to you then? When did you know that you were dealing with somebody that was not only a really good hockey player, but a special human being as well?
Well, I knew when he was a young kid and he was playing in Milwaukee. He came, you know, we came to camp before the actual training camp, and we got to spend a lot of time skating with Mitch Korn back then. And, you know, I knew as soon as I saw him on the ice, I think I've said this before, I just knew he was going to be a superstar. I actually told Mitch Korn that right away. I said, wow, I said, this kid's going to be a star. I could just tell, and I got to know him. I, you know, took him and out to lunch and, you know, talked to him and got to know him. And I could tell right away, he's just so polite, so well-mannered, so humble, soft-spoken. And, you know, you could just tell he's just a pure, you know, good human being. And I knew right away from the moment I met him. And he's never changed. He's been true to who he was right from day one when I met him. I'm sure he's been like that his entire life. And, you know, it's so refreshing, and just to see somebody that, you know, starts out, I guess, with humble beginnings in his hockey career, and, you know, to achieve the amount of success that he's achieved and to stay exactly the same. And, you know, it's just a real testament to his character and what kind of person he is. And I think you guys all know too, when you talk to him and you go ask him questions, he looks you right in the eye, and, you know, he'll smile with you, and he'll take, you know, he's so accountable, and he deflects all the credit to his teammates and to everybody that deserves it. And he never, you know, leaves anybody out when he's given praise. So he's one of the best guys that, you know, he's the guy, you know, that jersey, I'll tell you what, everybody always asks you, they show you a logo and they say, who's the first person that comes to mind when you see this logo? And to me, even though, you know, there's a lot of great people that came before him and played before him, but he's the guy that I think everybody would pick.
Well, as you mentioned, Chris, you know, he was really good last night too. It was also, you know, a reminder of
you know, the ability he still has and the impact he can still have. First of all, how rare and impressive is that for a 38-year-old? And second of all, how much do you think he has left?
He's got as much as he wants. You know, I mean, look at the, you know, we talk, Saros had an incredible year. There's no question he should be, you know, in that Vezina conversation, and he had a historical last couple months where he was absolutely lights out at the MVP. But you look at the contributions that Pekka made this year, you know, he was, that group of players, all those young kids that he had playing in front of him when they went on that big road trip, I mean, those weren't easy games. Those were absolute you know, onslaughts that he was facing every single night, and he gets that win in Dallas, and he goes in and beats Tampa, and gets a point in Carolina, and finishes off the road trip, the 8-game road trip where these guys are away from home for almost 3 weeks, stuck in a hotel, and, you know, the mental strength and resolve that took to turn that around during that trip, you know, you have to really give Pekka a ton of credit for that. Because that wasn't easy. That was probably the hardest stretch, I think, of the season for this team, and that was the most pivotal point of this season, and it turned it around. And you really have to give him a ton of that credit, because without that road trip, they might not be in the playoffs. They wouldn't be in the playoffs. You know, so I think the big man could still get it done. There's no question. And you're right. It is a good reminder. It's nice of a story, a human part of the story last night. Obviously, that's what we all think about and, you know, comes to the forefront. But the backstory of that is he played an unbelievable hockey game last night, and he can still get it done. So, you know, going into the playoffs when we all know how important goaltending is, that's a great sign to see him play at that level, you know, especially for not having playing for almost a month. You know, that's incredible.
C-Mace, last thing for you here. Now that the matchup has been set, you've had these last two games against Carolina, what do you think of this matchup for the Predators heading into the first round? And do you think there was any sort of message sent by the Predators in the last couple of games with two big wins against Carolina?
I think there was a huge message sent. And to me, and this is what, if the Predators want to beat them, and I think they know this full well, and this is probably something that they've done a lot over the last 2 months, is they have to keep Carolina in the trenches. They have to keep that physical intimidation, that battle level, make it a street fight. Don't open things up. Don't get into a speed game. Keep them in the trenches, because they don't, you saw last night, you saw the game before, they don't have an answer for that. You put them on the power play, you open it up, and you get overly aggressive offensively trying to score goals, you know, a little too loosely, they're going to make you pay. They've got a lot of superstar power. They've got guys that don't need many opportunities to make you pay, but if you keep them in the trenches and you keep thinking, you know, hey, I'm going to get hit here again. They keep hitting me every time I touch the puck. There's no space out there. There's five guys back in the neutral zone. We got to go through five guys every single time. I just got hit by this guy in the corner, and all of a sudden I'm in, you know, I'm coming up the ice and he's on me again, and their defenseman is stepping up and making me dump the puck in. It's that type of game that I think that Carolina doesn't really have an answer for. If you let them, if you open it up and you give them space and you give them opportunities on the power play, I think it's going to be tough for Nashville. I think we all know that. But you saw this last 2 months against anybody. There was nobody in the league that could compete with them physically. And I think, to me, come playoff hockey, if they can keep the series like that, I think they've got a chance.
Well, Chris, we appreciate you taking time to join us this morning here on the show, a unique perspective that you can offer on Pekka Rinne. Certainly a moment last night we'll never forget, and appreciate you dropping by this morning, my man.
Thanks, guys. Great talking to you.
Absolutely. Preds TV analyst Chris Mason has been our guest, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer, and Smoky Mountain Tops, the exclusive partner of the Nashville Predators. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com. When we come back, we'll react a little bit more to what C-Mace had to say there. Also, get back to your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.